Many of you have been asking questions about the 764 network, and we thought to answer them all in one video. We won't be able to go in core details because of TikTok content policy. So, what is the 764 network? It's an online extremist group that started as a fringe community but quickly turned into something far more dangerous. The group is linked to child exploitation, psychological manipulation, and promoting harm through encrypted platforms. Authorities say it isn't just about content, it's about ideology. The group basically pushes for mistreatment, chaos, and control, often targeting vulnerable children. Law enforcement now calls it one of the most disturbing online networks ever. And what is the structure of the 764 network? 764 isn't just one group. It's a network made up of smaller cells and subgroups. The most notorious subgroup is called 764 Inferno, but others include names like CVLT, Court, Cascar, XVN, Leak Society, and many more. Members often have ranks, roles, and even quotas for the type of content they're expected to produce or share. They use internal lore books as a form of digital currency. The more disturbing the content, the higher the status. It's structured like a cult mixed with organized crime, but online. What are lore books in 764? Lore books are digital collections of content. Members collect and trade them to gain status or rank in the group. The more malicious the content, the more power or respect it brings internally. These files are often stored in encrypted folders and used to control members. They aren't just files, they're part of the group's power structure. Why is the group still growing even after arrests? Because the group is decentralized. After arrests, members often break off and form new subgroups with different names. They share manuals, strategies, and even recruitment tips to keep it going. As long as platforms allow anonymity, they'll keep rebuilding. What is comms in the 764 network? In 764, comms stands for commands, usually instructions sent to victims or lower ranking members. They are often used to pressure or manipulate people into completing malicious tasks, sometimes as part of a ritual or challenge. These commands are sent through encrypted platforms like Discord or Telegram, Roblox, and usually involve psychological harm. Refusing a comm can lead to threats, blackmail, or expulsion from the group. It's one of the ways the network maintains control and spreads harm across. Who founded the 764 network, and what happened to the founder? 764 was founded in 2021 by Bradley Cardenhead, also known online as Felix. He was just 15 years old when he started the group, naming it after the zip code of his hometown in Texas. What began as a small online community quickly turned into a violent extremist network. In 2023, at the age of 17, Caden had pleaded guilty to multiple charges and was sentenced to 80 years in prison. He was the first to fall, but the group didn't end there. How many countries have 764 members? It's not just a US issue, it's global. So far, 764 linked arrests and investigations have been reported in at least 12 countries. These include the United Kingdom, Canada, Germany, Italy, Sweden, Brazil, Australia, Spain, Romania, Moldova, Greece, and more. How many high-profile members of this network have been arrested so far, and who are they? So far, over 30 arrests tied to the 764 network have been made across the US and internationally. Some known names include Bradley Cadenhead, 17, Texas, sentenced to 80 years. Leonidas Varayanis, 21, arrested in Greece. Prasanth Nepal, 20, arrested in North Carolina. Cameron Finnegan, 19, from the UK. Caleb Merritt, 22, Texas, sentenced to 350 years. Angel Almeida, 22, from New York. Kyle Spitzer, 24, from Tennessee. Mikhail Chkikvishvili, 20, from Moldova. Many others remain unnamed due to their age, but arrests have happened in 12 countries and the list is still growing. What is the FBI doing about 764? The FBI has launched over 250 active investigations connected to 764 across the US, with every FBI field office is handling at least one case linked to the network. They're treating it as more than just a criminal group. They've labeled it a form of violent extremism. The agency is also working with law enforcement in other countries to track members, dismantle subgroups, and protect victims. This is now a top priority investigation, and the crackdown is still ongoing. How does 764 recruit new members? 764 often recruits through gaming platforms, Discord, and Telegram. They target users aged 8 to 17, especially those who are isolated, struggling mentally, or seeking community. It usually starts with harmless conversations or edgy humor, then slowly shifts into darker themes. Once someone's in, they're often pressured or manipulated into staying silent or participating. It's calculated and dangerous. 5. What should parents or teens look out for? Watch for changes in behavior, secretive online activity, or sudden interest in violent or extreme content. Be cautious about platforms like Discord, Telegram, and Roblox, especially when used privately. Check for usernames or messages referencing numbers like 764, 8884, or CVLT. Most importantly, keep communication open. Ask, listen, and stay involved.